Let's open our Bibles. Thanking Jesus for all things. And we're going to go back to the sixth chapter tonight of 1 Timothy. And we finished off last week with the warning of turning from sound doctrine. And as the Lord brought out, it's not a neutral thing when you turn from sound doctrine. There's consequences, brothers and sisters. There's consequences, great consequences to our life when we refuse or teach anything other than wholesome words. We have been given so much. And to whom much is given, much is required. And it's not out of duty. It's out of love. The Lord has given us His heart. And there is an encouragement in love that He's given to hold that fast which thou hast. And that is His very heart. It's His message. It's everything of Christ that the Holy Spirit is taking and making ours as we yield to the word of His grace. And it's not going to come any other way. We can try to be religious. We can try to follow rules. We can try to think, well, I'm going to make this happen in my life. But we know that everything that I just said there is contrary to the word of the Lord. We can try to go out in our own feelings, no matter how good we think they are or how much the world commends us for those efforts. And a lot of times, and I will have to say most often, if the world is commending you for something, it most likely is contrary to the word of the Lord. Man can do nothing but puff up. Man can do nothing but really things that would be contrary to truth. But brothers and sisters, once again, the Spirit in this precious sixth chapter is exhorting us to preach no other gospel. Preach no other gospel. That Paul is the chosen vessel unto Christ, that the Lord divinely brought through the message, the word, the gospel of the mystery of the church for this age. There's nothing to be argued there. People can try, and we'll get to that, God willing, later on tonight, but they can try to devise in their own minds, and basically all it is science falsely called, trying to figure out in their mind or devise how there might be other ways or paths or other things. And God is so specific. His way is so narrow. And the vessels that He chooses are so specific. And whether it was the word of the Lord that came through Moses for those ones in the Old Testament and to us, but especially the vessel for that Old Testament time. And God has something on my heart for Sunday night in that. But Paul, praise God, the apostle to the Gentiles. Paul has this message, and praise God, it is the message. It's the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we attend to that. We hear those things, and there's a rising. There's a encouragement, and it's all because of the grace of God. I was watching that movie again about Secretariat, and there at the very end, and I had mentioned this to a few of the saints, the camera's looking right down that racetrack. And here comes, and there's nothing there at the turn, but this was the final race. I think that one's called the Belmont. And Secretariat had won those first two races. And here comes the third race. And they didn't think this horse was going to be able to do it because this is the long distance. Run himself out. And I'm getting chills just thinking and seeing that picture in my mind. And it's, that camera's looking all the way down that straightaway in that track, and there's nothing there. And the music quits playing, and everything's quiet. And then you start to hear this, the thump, the thump. And around that turn, you see the face of this horse. And its eyes are just piercing. And the spit and the slobber is just flying across its face. And it's just reaching even further, and it's gaining even more, and there's nobody even around it. If you know that race, that horse won by more lengths than ever has been. They didn't even see the second. But I appreciated what was said at that moment. The very first words that were spoken as that horse was moving around there. And it said something to the effect that at the sound of the trumpet, this horse arises. Amen. Quickened. It's a blast. And that's the Philippians, the horses, the runners. And I just said, oh Lord, but this is who this is. This is this gospel. This is the horses that win, the runners. His gospel, as it says in Romans 2:16, will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ. Isn't it time we leave that to Him? Isn't it time? That it's really, we come together and let's run well. Let me don't look at you and try to figure out why you don't run well. That's God's job. But I want to encourage, I want to be encouraged by the runners. And praise be to God, He is so faithful, He has given us a little handful. We are to follow Him as He followed Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Now after verses 4 through 10, listed in great detail the effects of turning from sound doctrine. And let me tell you something, those are some grave effects. Don't forget them. There's signs there. And one of the very first ones is pride. Wake up. Pride is a very stiff-necked thing. Rigid. Harsh. Everything completely opposite of His readied wife, who's tender, pliable, warm, inviting. Praise the Lord. But the effects of turning from sound doctrine are severe. And God help us to make this known, that turning from sound doctrine is not a respecter of person. His word is true. Amen. But for the grace of God, there go I. Note these things. It's not, as the Lord so showed us last week, they that will be rich, it's they that will to be rich. You don't have to have it, but if you've got it in your heart, it did the same work. God help us. But brothers and sisters, there's the warning. And that warning, when we turn from sound doctrine, is that we're blaspheming God. There's a blasphemy of the doctrine there. It's very clear in verse 2. But as we go on, how gracious our Lord is, because we have but God. And but God is always there. And what a wondrous and glorious encouragement we're going to begin with tonight. I believe it's as an encouragement in weight and of magnificence of anywhere in the Word of God. And let's read verse 11. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. And I'll tell you what, that's pretty incredible. That's amazing. Timothy's. Listen, he's calling to you, O man of God. And I have to tell you, you think about the state of Timothy as this was written. He sure didn't feel like, thou, O man of God. But that didn't matter to God, because God had a vision for him. God's got a vision for us. And it's the same vision. Same vision. Win me. Win me. Hallelujah. Timothy, praise God, was at least weak enough to listen. Praise God, he might have been down enough to hearken. Praise the Lord that the grace of God touched him so. But you notice here, it's not, O child of God. And that would have been really touching, wouldn't have? O child of God, praise the Lord. In the family. But oh no, this wasn't appropriate to what was being appointed to and the calling that was on the life of the Timothy. This was the high calling of encouragement. And this was no longer a child here. This was Timothy, rise up. God has made you a man. A man. Complete. Praise the Lord. It's a man of God. And I love how he says that. It's a man of God. This doesn't mean like I would be Jesse of Denver. This doesn't mean that I'm from somewhere. Oh no. What this is getting at right here, brothers and sisters, are we are born of God. We are born of God. Christ Jesus lives in us. And we are of God. We are his family. And we are his sons. And thank you, Jesus, that this calling, praise the Lord, is so audible to our ears and to our heart right now. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. So it is, man of God, flee these things. And you see, brothers and sisters, only a man of God can flee these things. It takes this maturity. And how does maturity come? It comes by grace. It's not through knowledge. It's knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, grace. It's that growth, brothers and sisters, that happens in our lives that causes us to be this man of God, that we know that we are weak, but for God being strong in our lives. But I thank the Lord that only a man of God, only a mature son in Christ can flee these things. Because see, children, brothers and sisters, they entangle themselves in the affairs of this life. Children are unruly. Children are inexperienced. They're easily swayed. Children, and I've only had the opportunity to raise a couple, can be very stubborn. Children are easily deceived. But men of God, men, they know. Men of God are tender. Men of God are pliable. Men of God, praise the Lord, hold fast the form of sound words. They're responsible. They realize and appreciate because they've grown into the wealth, the love, what's been committed unto them. And this is what Paul is getting at to Timothy. This is what the Holy Spirit and the love of God in Paul is encouraging Timothy. Hold it fast, brother. You have it. Let no man take thy crown. Be not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God. And you've got it. And oh, what great salvation it is. This wasn't just going out to be a preacher. This was to be one that was filled with all the fullness of God. That just his mannerisms, his way of life, they knew that was transparent and all they could see was Jesus. And this is what the encouragement to us is, brothers and sisters, is be this man of God that God has called us to be. I'm so thankful that the Lord so sweetly in my life has encouraged my life, son, just be. Don't try, just be. It's so wonderful. Christ liveth in me. I've said it before. I do not think, what would Jesus do? I don't. It's too late for that. Christ liveth in me. And the life I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I trust him. There's full confidence in that. Not in me, but in Christ in me. And those are bold steps. You talk about big steps. Enlarged. Hallelujah. Walking all throughout the land. Not second guessing. Forgetting those things which are behind. I'm not glorying in all the accomplishments and victories that the Lord has done in my life. I thank him for every one of them. And I count my blessings, praise his name. But I do not hang in those laurels. And I also do not grovel in those defeats. By God's grace, they're behind. That horse did not look back and look to see who was running behind him. And that's why that horse won. You see runners that do that. Sometimes they're ahead, but they just glanced over their shoulder. Or somebody who's broken away for a touchdown. They got it made, but then they just had to look back to see who was going to tackle them. I believe I'm looking at more than conquerors through Christ who loves them. Amen? I think we get it. Praise the Lord. But you see, only the man of God has this all-powerful life of Christ grown up in him. We're talking dynamo power, brothers and sisters. We're talking about the very power of victory over sin and death. And it's in that power, in the power of grace, the power of the love of God, that we can flee these things. Because we're drawn to truth. We're drawn to the light. It's beautiful, brothers and sisters. This is who and what we were made. We were vessels prepared afore unto glory. I love it. We're made for Jesus. Oh, I love that. And I'm thankful to the Lord for that. All this precious gospel. All what has been given. Oh, thank the Lord for this. Now, brothers and sisters, sure, we have his life in us. But we always need to remember, too, that we're encased in this sinful flesh. So praise the Lord. How much we need grace. Grace. That's the quickening power, isn't it? Grace. See, grace reminds us moment by moment how much he loves us. Grace encourages us moment by moment in that love what he wants us to grow into. What he wants us to be to him. What his vision for us is. Not what my vision is. See, the vision that I see is the vision of Christ in me, the hope of glory. That's the vision of Ephesians, the high watermark of the Word of God. That Jesus Christ will have a bride, and it doesn't end there. He wants it to be me. He wants it to be you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So simple. What don't we get about that? Everything that he hopes, that eternity hopes for, is in you. Is in you. And that is the life of Christ. But he put it in you. Isn't that amazing? How wonderful. But see, brothers and sisters, this grace is what quickens us. This grace quickens us, and we're empowered to let his mind be in us. That's that he causes us to will and to do of his good pleasure. And that comes by hearing the word of God, by embracing the truth, falling in love with the truth, not knowing it again by memory in my head, but that it's my life. It's the love, not just even love letters. It's the love that liveth in me. It's his life. It's the love that convicts. It's the love that encourages, constrains. It does everything in my life. And I rely completely on it. And through prayer and just calling out to God, knowing that this is his will, that that life comes forth and reigns, I believe him for that. Amen? Amen. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can. That's not willpower. That's the power of his resurrection. Praise God. The power dead in my trespasses and sin. But God. Hallelujah. So, brothers and sisters, we hear this word, and then we embrace this truth. We run from these things. See, we don't entertain the things that we read through verses 4 through 10. We don't even give them a moment of opportunity. I don't just try to be polite and sit there and listen. I don't do that. I'm not going to insult my soon-coming bridegroom like that. I don't need to be rude, but I sure don't need to listen to it. And I don't want to occupy around that. I don't want to smell of that stench. Flee. Run away. And run into or after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Now praise the Lord, we do know what all those are. Many sermons over those precious truths right there. We understand that so completely given to us and grown in us, it's the fruit of the Spirit. But brothers and sisters, we run into that. And that's exactly what follow after means. It means run swiftly in order to catch, press, pursue. And it even means in a hostile manner. But I think about Matthew 11, 12. It says, now the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Do you recall the message on without a vision, the people perish? Do you remember that that word vision means without an ecstatic state? That's what that means. Without passion, without a fire. Without, as David said, my soul panteth after him. I'm delirious. Without that, brothers and sisters, you'll fade. You'll fade. And I'm going to tell you something. I can't feel that all the time. I can't. But I can believe by God's grace, he supplies it all the time. See, it's not just by sight. It's not just that. It's I don't go by feeling either. It's the word of the Lord. Amen. 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 And I'll tell you what, I found out that my feelings can get me in far more trouble than even my sight. You know what I'm saying. Oh, I'm godly enough to get past my eyes. But I got a burning in my stomach. This don't feel right. I'll tell you one thing, when Abraham stepped out and didn't know where he was going, I'll tell you at that time he didn't feel a thing. Just glory, glory, glory. Praise the Lord. And this is what this is. It's never changed, brothers and sisters. This is why it goes on in verse 12 and it says, fight the good fight of faith. This is a fight. And we're not fighting flesh and blood. This is spiritual wickedness all around. We understand that the devil is out there just to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Everything that the Lord is encouraged in your life, the enemy wants to get at. But remember this, the enemy cannot have opportunity unless the Lord allows him to have it. So even in that, we know, again, that whole armor of God, it's fully protecting. And then besides the armor, God didn't even put us in the battle until he prepared the battle. You see, you talk about a fix. Walk through it. Walk through it. That's how assured we are. I will not fear what man can do unto me. And I don't fear what the devil can do, because he cannot touch a hair of my head. Know these things. Believe these things. This is our rejoicing. See, we can rejoice in this. This is when God can lead us into that valley of the shadow of death. And it looks and it feels deadly. No way out. Trapped. But the word of the Lord rejoicing, oh no, the way of escape's already been made, so I'm just walking. Oh, his staff, praise God. I'm just walking. Amen. That's the comfort. That's what we have. So brothers and sisters, we know. We know because of the word of the Lord that we're battling, and we're not shy about this. We are good soldiers when we endure hardness. And this is a fight, and it's a quest. It's a quest to attain, to apprehend. As Brother Paul said, if by any means I might attain to that out resurrection, that resurrection of the dead, the first trumpet rapture, that's what I want. Not just want, that's what God you want. And your grace has given me delirium to get it. So where he leadeth, I will follow. Thank the Lord, I've got some ideas. I want to get back to Jerusalem. I wanted to go into that particular city to tell him about the Lord, but he had me just pass right on by. Amen? Amen. This is our lives. We can have godly thought. It's a wonderful thing. I pray we always have it. But I'm going to tell you something. You rely only on his leading. Don't go trying to predict or think about what's going to happen. Only what the word of the Lord has told me. And the one thing that I'm so thankful, stumbling, bumbling Peter was able to express, Lord, thou knowest. How simple is that? Praise God. Praise God. And it doesn't just happen in here. He's in here. All right. So, we know as we look at these six things. The righteousness, the godliness, the faith, the love, the patience, the meekness. That's Christ in you. Amen? Amen? Again, I don't care if you didn't feel it today. If you're a child of God, this lives in you because his life is in you. That old thing is dead. Praise God. I'm brand new. Now, all these six things, they live in us in Christ. But what's so exciting here is he's telling us to pant after this, to run after this. A lot of things to think about with that, but praise God, I'm just encouraged to tell you, this is Christ. This is Christ. Yeah, I've got it in here, but it's also in you. And I want to love that fellowship. I want to grow in that grace and that love. Praise God, that love of God that he has for us, that we have for one another. And for him, again, it's loving his appearing in the saints. Praise God. This is loving him. This is his readied wife. And his readied wife, praise God, we know that the word of the Lord says is like him. Then that life in me will be all about apprehending that which apprehends me. It's just what Christ does. Amen, amen, amen. So I'm thankful again that this is his work. It's so wonderful. The all-sufficient grace has called us and chosen us and is making us after his perfect and complete will. And all I can do is say hallelujah to that. But you see, brothers and sisters, this perfect life that lives in us, it is the seed that remaineth. And I'm thankful as this is being brought out here in this text, but this seed that remaineth, all the potential is there. We have been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. All the fruit is there that could ever come forth. Praise God, because it's the life of Jesus. It's just growing up. O man of God, be, grow, expand from glory to glory. And my goodness, as we apprehend Him, this grace of God, it does cause it to grow and to grow. And this is shown to us even in our natural relationships with one another, brothers and sisters. See, when we're equally yoked together, and I'm even speaking here of husbands and wives that are in love, each one makes the other better. Amen. It's true. In the harmony, without the other, they could never be what they could have been. It took that oneness, that relationship, that two made one to bring that out. They add to the other. They help the other grow. They complete them into all that they can be. And that is our Jesus. He completes us. Amen, amen, He does. And praise be to God, we complete Him. Yes, we do. And He is waiting right now to take His throne. He's waiting on that because the completeness is not yet gathered home with Him. Praise His name. Now, we thank the Lord for this gospel story. We're grateful for this. But this is why verse 12 brings out to fight the good fight of faith, to lay hold on eternal life. Isn't that wonderful? That means to apprehend again, to embrace it, to hold it fast, which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. But it says, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. See, there's only one way we fight. There's only one way that we contend for this beautiful courtship with Jesus Christ, and that's by faith. By faith. We can get together, we can sing till we're blue in the face, we can come to meeting after meeting, but if we're not believing the word of the Lord, it's not going to work effectually. It has to be yours. It has to be yours. And the wonderful thing is, brothers and sisters, is that He wants this. This is His plan. This is His provision. This is His power. And He gives it freely. And I'm so thankful that we can have absolute confidence in the love of God, that this faith will grow in my life. I have absolute confidence in His great love for me, that, Lord, I will believe the word of the Lord. Even if I believe otherwise, He'll make that known unto me. And He will. I'm so thankful to God that, again, He brings these things to us. He assures these things in our life. Because of the love of God, He gives us faith. And faith, brothers and sisters, is always good and profitable. And faith is always a good and profitable fight. And why? Because it pleases the Father. Amen. And see, that's what the Father is searching for at this time, is the one who worships Him in spirit and in truth, His Son. Praise God. The Father for His Son. I think about what an obedient Son. How incredible. That Father, thy will be done. Isn't it beautiful? As Jesus said, it's not for me to give when they wanted to sit on each side, on each one of His hands someday in heaven. He said, oh no, it's not for me to give, it's for my Father. That's my Father. What a beautiful Lamb. Obedient. And brothers and sisters, He lives in us. Isn't that something? Sons. Calls us friends. Oh my, what power is working for us and in us. But see, brothers and sisters, this is what pleases God, is that faith. Tonight, as we hear the word of the Lord and we believe the word of the Lord and we're encouraged in the word of the Lord, that's the faith that we live. This is our fellowship. Faith is our fellowship. Believing God is our fellowship. That is our bond. That's our life. Galatians 2:20. Jesus Christ, he lives in us. Christ liveth in me. And this is his life that's coming forth. And this is our manner of life, the gospel. We are epistles, as the word of the Lord tells us, read of men. He, the word, authors and finishes our faith. And that's what eternal life is, brothers and sisters. And living by faith lays hold of it. Living by faith lays hold of eternal life. Because that's the life that lives in us. That's his very life. And we grow up into all of it. And in case we did not see that those six things that we mentioned there in verse 11 are Jesus Christ, we have sufficient witness here when it says, lay hold of eternal life. Lay hold of Jesus. Lay hold of the word. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And the more we lay hold of that life and embrace that and apprehend that life, we grow and we grow in grace and in the knowledge of him. It transforms us. We grow up. We apprehend him. We embrace him. And here he is. He's the word. He's this truth. And I thank God how clear it is. See, we lay hold of him in eternal life and we grow up into him in all of it. Praise the Lord. See, we don't need to be distracted with things. We need to tend upon the Lord without distraction. This is why it's the word of the Lord. This is why, by God's grace, it is the word of his grace. That we come to a meeting and it's not about what event or what new project we're going to do. I thank the Lord, as if we may touch on a little bit tonight, he's made us rich. So rich. And we are touched. And we do look upon the need. And praise be to God for that. But that's because of the working of faith and love in our lives. That's why. That's why this is evident. This is why we rejoice in this. And brothers and sisters, this is called the exalted rank of righteousness. This is the crown that Paul says to hold fast. And it's ours for the taking. And if we will run and run well, we'll finish with a full joy. And that he has promised, that it is his will and he'll perform that good work. And I have to tell you, I love the faithfulness of God, because as he's telling Timothy in this scripture here, he says, fight the good fight of faith in verse 12. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. God heard him. God hears you. Timothy, I've come for thy word. See, this was told to Daniel in Daniel chapter 10. I heard you, man of God, and I've come for thy words. And you can't take them back. I love you. I'm coming for you. Hallelujah. Verse 13 and 14. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Love the word. That's the commandment. Love this word. Praise him. Treasure. Encourage ourselves in this more exceedingly as we see his soon appearing. Brothers and sisters, he quickens all things. He quickens even us. He's the one that stokes the flame. It's grace. We can fully depend upon him. I can be thankful to him to say, Lord, I'm your workmanship. Thankful to God that it's your hands, Lord, that are on me, that are molding and making me after your will. And I trust you to do it. And the same for the testimony. Praise God that he gives us. Lord, you'll perform it. And really, this the bottom line on this is to trust his grace. It's all throughout the word of the Lord. His love to us, that he is the I am, that I know whom I believe it, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. And brothers and sisters, as it says here, this remains in us. It is the seed that remaineth. And by God's grace, if we'll allow this quickening, my goodness, when he appears, we shall be like him. Oh yes, we will be like him. And I'm so thankful to God that we'll be like him in a way of a fully readied, complete, matured wife. My goodness. I'll hurry along, and I think we can close this out tonight. Verse 14, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his times, see, it's always on his time, isn't it wonderful? He shall show who is the blessed and holy potentate. That's the king. That's the authority, brothers and sisters. You're going to see, everyone's going to see that he is Lord, and every knee's going to bow. The King of kings and the Lord of lords, who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto. Oh, what he has prepared for them that love him, whom no man has seen nor can see. To whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Now, brothers and sisters, that is so much more far-reaching than just a material wealth. I hope we understand that. We are rich. And God help us to not be high-minded, to walk around as saints that say, oh, well, I know the bridal truth. Just walk around staring at your wedding ring and saying, oh, I'm so thankful. That's the testimony. Oh, I'm so grateful for the one who adores me. Oh, I'm so rich, hallelujah. I've been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. I've got it all. And he wants you to have it too. That's the testimony of this one. It's the very love of Christ as he was nailed to the cross for us. But yet the joy that was set before him. He loved. God help us. That's the love that's there. Let it grow. Let him, praise God, his wondrous Holy Spirit, just grow that up. Hallelujah, in us. Now it goes on in verse 18. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. What do you think? Praise the Lord how he brings us together. Thank God for the passion to assemble ourselves together. Because see, when that happens, this happens. Did you know that? When the love of Christ draws you in to fellowship, that you, it's not just again about, I'm going to hold myself up, I know this doctrine, but I'm not going to go out or to church anymore. That love's not effectual and alive. Because there's an evidence of those that are the crown winners. They love his appearing. They're Philadelphia saints. They have brotherly love. And I don't know about you, but I love my natural family. And I love to see them. I love to talk to them. Can't really explain it. It's just what it is. How much more the family of God? Amen. And this is what this... See, we don't try to do... Do you see the difference here? We don't try to perform these things. When love works effectually in our life, this is just an evidence. These are the after effects of what happens. This is the testimony of the true ministers that minister the love of God. Amen. This is speaking to us, brothers and sisters. This is, and if this isn't being fulfilled in us, pray. Say, Lord, I see it. but quicken me, as he said, Lord, and you're ready to do it. But quicken this in my life. Help me to have a desire. I may not feel like coming to church, but God, help me to have a desire to come. Help me to have that desire, Lord, to love my brother, to want to be around him, to not look for reasons not to come, to not look for reasons that why I was offended. Come on. Look at all the reasons that tried to hit him to keep him from the cross. Non-event. It's coming, isn't it? Hallelujah. Coming. But they that do good, and they that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute. See, that's the good work. Willing to communicate. I always appreciated Brother Hill. Bridal state saint is not stingy. Nope. And it's not just with what they have. It's with themselves. They're willing. Christ gave himself freely. Selfless. Lord, help us. Laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Oh, what a message. Oh, Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Oh, what an investment he's made in you. What a treasure. You're the inheritance of God. You're it. And that message, brothers and sisters, has been committed to us too. Ready to distribute that message. Ready to give to every man that questions, what's that hope that lies within you? I'm starting to even understand, Lord, somebody doesn't necessarily have to audibly say it. I can see him pondering it. Not going to beat you over the head, but boy, I'll tell you what. Lord, make that way. Make that opening. Brothers and sisters, we need to be apt to teach this. And God has had this so heavy on my heart as of late. With what we have, oh my, ready to give it out. And not in any to be ashamed, not in fear. And not trying to figure out, well, here's how I'm going to bring it out to this one. I'm going to start with it here and I'm going to figure it out. I remember when I was going to testify to people sometimes early on, it was almost like, well, okay, I got to strategize this out. That's ridiculous. The word of the Lord is quick. Powerful. It's ready. It's an explosion. Always catches you by surprise. Hallelujah. So Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust and avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen. Brothers and sisters, here it is. See, God is encouraging this sweet brother because he knows the experience that Paul had been given in spirit. He knew what Timothy would face. It's the same old devil trying to get us off into our own minds, thinking, see, our flesh always wants something new. Thinking about those children in the wilderness. God was so divine in his word. So perfect in his leading. Took care of them. With their clothes and with their shoes that never wore out for 40 years. And yet all they could come to during that time was we need to be like everybody else. We need a king. We need somebody to look over and watch us, help us. We need a law. God had a plan for that law, didn't he? Completely opposite for what they thought. How we're going to live perfectly? No. To show you that you're dead in your trespasses and sin, and you need a Savior. Yes. But you see, that's man. They go after empty words. They go after that flesh, that carnal. And I'm talking about Christian man. And then I think about how Brother Hill used to always refer to this, science falsely called, it's neither grape nor nuts. That cereal, is it? You won't find any grapes nor nuts in there. And in that Christian science, you won't find any Christ nor science. But you will find profane, vain babblings. And that's not just exclusive to that. There's lots of names on the moniker. It's a shame. But that's what it's come to. Because these steps, when you leave sound words, only lead eventually to the glory of God has departed. Which some professing have erred concerning the faith. And I will mention that this means they missed the mark. See, this is so precise, brothers and sisters. It's Paul's gospel. That's it. That's it. You want to press for the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus? That secret that lies in your heart, it'll be judged according to my gospel given to me by Jesus Christ. That's it. Nothing else. It's not a committee. No, it's not. It's not a religion. It's not being baptized into a certain organization. It's Paul's gospel. And it's all completely wrapped and immersed in one thing. Grace. Grace be with thee. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's stand and be dismissed.